It's a very big problem since only 9 countries have joined this database of Interpol through which they can detect the fraudulent document. So that's really a question that we have to take up and then to really take action on that in the context of the assessments that we undertake in the countries and the follow-up in terms of support to the countries in technical assistance. Still, we have also to pay attention to human rights. This is probably the reason why a slow pace is better than a very fast pace during which human rights can be infringed.
And what explains that so few people check the IDs on the Interpol database?
Well, the point is that if you have not, you know, the connection with the Interpol database, which I just want to mention that includes only criminals or people who are on the list of terrorist organizations, if you have not this connection, you will not find them. That's the issue. So this is why we have really to push to have these connections between the Interpol database and the country's border control officers.
There's a lot of talk nowadays about the use of e-passports. Is that an efficient tool, a good tool in the fight against terrorism?
Yes, indeed it is. And the Secretary General Benjamin from ICAO mentioned that in a very short period of time, we will have the e-passports, or at least passport machinable readable, implemented in place, and the other passports will not be used anymore. And it's really a huge progress for fighting against the fraudulent document.
And what are some of the challenges you face in the fight against the use of fraudulent documents?
Challenges is at the moment that the passports can be easily duplicated or fraudulently fabricated. That's the issue.
But what about, for instance, situations where the borders between countries are poorly defined? What can be done then?
Now, for the countries, that's a different issue. For the countries, what we do is with UNODC, with Interpol, with many countries, by the way, if you take an example of the Sahel region, we have already started after a conference in Rabat last year, and then we have already started to put together all these countries. And this is really the role of the Executive Directorate of CITED, to put the countries together under the umbrella of the Security Council, and really to push them, countries, organizations, regional organizations, but also sub-regional organizations, you know, to work on the issue of the border control, which is one of the major ones of the world.